You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And welcome, everybody, as you always are, to my couch here. It is time, and we are live, putting it out to everybody there. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and as usual, I have a wonderful guest today. I put it out on social media, so in case you didn't check that out, you will learn today the secrets that will let you finally leapfrog your struggles and disappointments to living the way you want to live. Now, I know I said this a lot with previous guests, but my guest today has an amazing formula that's going to help you break the cycle of being almost there in your life. I mean, how many times have you said, well, I'm almost there. Well, and then something happens and you get distracted or other events in your life sort of interfere, or you're a little bit self-destructive. Well, there she is. Felicia Searcy is my special guest. Thank you so much for being with me today on the couch, Felicia.
Yeah, it's such a thrill and delight to be here. Thank you for having me, Michelle. Oh,
you always brighten up a room, and I've read all of your wonderful, you know, accolades from the people who have attended your amazing workshops and classes, who say, she's just got this energy that's just, it brightens everybody up when she walks into the room to speak. And even on the one-on-one workshops, you know, that you do, it's just terrific. So sure, absolutely. So I'm going to ask you more about your purpose and you know, your passion and empowering people and through the impact multiplier, which we're going to talk about that and what that means to everybody as well. Let me tell them a little bit about you so folks can sort of get an idea here of how powerful you are. And you are a four-time award-winning transformational coach, international speaker. I don't know how you do it, girl, but you're all over the world. You're an author, minister who has helped thousands create a path for living their dream life. For more than 20 years, you've worked with people from all walks of life who are seeking the secret component that will accelerate their success. And by the way, you have shared the on stage with leaders such as, oh my gosh, Mary Morrissey, Les Brown, Sandra Yearsey, and also you've been featured on ABC. I've seen you on NBC, CBS, you've been on Fox, and your dream activation code is what helps people multiply their results to create a richer, more fulfilling life. And there's on and on more, but we could talk about you for another half an hour. So
I don't want to talk about you for another half an hour.
You're very humble. Well, I mean, it's great to have you here with us. And, you know, I've been thinking about, I read about your upbringing and the tough time you have, but I'd love to get into that. But how did you get into this kind of work that you're doing to empower people?
Yeah. So, you know, we're so much of who we are today is shaped by our background, right?
Yep.
And you know, my upbringing was really difficult that, yeah, because I would not be who I am today, and I would not be able to have the level of expertise that I have today if that didn't form me. And what that did for me, you know, growing up in an environment of addiction and mental illness and just a terrific amount of violence, you know, it caused me to have an orientation of the world of it not being safe, don't ask for too much, who do I think I am, and feeling super responsible for everybody around me to the point where I got lost. Yes. And there was a point, you know, and here's the thing for all of us to be aware of, regardless of what the experience has been, that there's a point where your that more expansive part of you says, there's got to be more. And there's an opening that happens, right? And there was that point for me where I was just so desperate. And the good news is that you don't have to get desperate. You can learn how to recognize the signs before that state of desperation. Right. But starting out for me, it was that state of desperation where it's like, oh my God, there's got to be something more. Oh, yeah. And you crack open, right? Yeah. There's an opening to a new possibility. And that's when I began to hear that life really could be different, that my history could inform me, but it didn't have to define me. And I discovered these universal laws that I share with people. I discovered what it is to have a much richer, deeper relationship with the life force energy. I grabbed hold of this for everything that I was worth. My life transformed. And I realized this is not luck. It's not being specially chosen. It's not being in the right place at the right time. It's a system.
Yes.
I understood that it's a system. I realized I want this for everybody. And
right.
It really has
right.
become my life's work, probably Ooh. Over like close to 30 years now of helping people
wow.
really unlock their power and put it in service to a life that they love.
Oh.
Because
beautiful.
That's yeah. the biggest, that's our biggest difference, right? That's-
right. No, exactly. And when you said to me, you know, a little bit ago, no, don't say, that's okay. But you're right in that I know that all of our experiences, you know, growing up in our certain environments, they're there for a lesson, for a reason. And through that, and that's, I think also enabled, helped in a positive way, you to be more empathic because you were that person in your family. You had to take care of everybody. Oh my goodness, you're hypervigilant, always aware of, you know, what's happening, and I have to try to do this. So naturally,
yeah.
naturally you'd be that person who would say, I came through the fire, I got through it, I learned from it, and these are the principles that work for me, and I'm gonna share them because I want other people to feel what I feel.
Well, right? That's it, Michelle. And the thing that I love, right, because I had to learn to read the temperature of the room. I mean, literally,
yep.
not to be dramatic or anything, but,
no.
you know, our life, myself and our siblings, our life depended on us being able to
right.
read the
sure.
environment. And you know, when I look at where I came from, and I was thinking about this,
yeah.
this thing, getting ready for this,
right.
when I look at where I came from and where I am now, there's nothing in my history that would say that I get to be here. And the thing I love about it is that there's not a single thing that somebody can come to me and say, oh, but you don't understand, Felicia, I had this. I can put my arms around them in deep compassion and truly know that there's something so much greater than them, than any circumstance or condition, and hold the space for
right.
that as I show them the system
mm.
and how not just to
right.
overcome, but
mm.
to transcend
mm-hmm.
and create something
right.
completely
right.
different.
Oh, I love it. And thank you for that. And also, you talk about bringing, and we're just kind of getting into that now, the spiritual principles
yeah.
into your practice. Were you always spiritual as a young person, or did you just, that's
yeah.
what I thought.
You know,
yeah.
It's interesting because I can remember
yeah.
As a kid feeling that, that presence.
Uh-huh.
And then somewhere along the line, you know, in teachers and tradition that I grew up in, and, you know, my teachers and my parents' best level of understanding
sure.
gave me the best that they could. And it was an image of this divine presence, one that
Ooh.
Wasn't a very friendly place to go.
Right.
But I never left it, that there was always this longing for a deeper connection,
yes.
awareness, yes. you know,
right.
a deeper
wow.
relationship. And mm-hmm. as I started my own healing process, the spiritual perspective was foundational and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
absolute ingredient, and to such a degree that I actually became an ordained minister in a movement that teaches universal laws. And I ran a church. I pioneered and started
yes.
a church for 15 years.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Where
I'm lovely.
I taught when I'm
yes.
sharing here.
Yes. That's beautiful. So,
yeah.
so how let's, let's talk about some of those spiritual principles
yeah.
that you have let into your workshops to teach. And by the way, you have amazing courses that you help people with, masterclasses, lectures. You're an author all over the world. And it's called the Impact Multiplier. So I'd love to talk about that too. Let me just throw in this question, and then we'll get into the spiritual principles that you use. The Impact Multiplier, how did that come to you?
Well, that actually came
yeah.
it came, you know, there was a marketing piece to that, right?
Sure.
But what I realized is that, you know, the people that I have been attracting, the ones that I have the honor and privilege of being able to work with, and it truly has been, you know, hundreds of people directly and thousands of people around the world, for which I'm deeply grateful, that when people find their way to me, or I find my way to them, right, that they call me into their life, it's people that have a deep desire to make a difference, that they know they're here for something more, that they want their life to matter. And so the work that we do, you know, building out a life that you absolutely love leads to a life of difference making. And and so, you know, when I was talking to somebody, actually Jackie Lappin, who, you know, Bonnie works for her, she said, "You're an impact multiplier." It's like,
yes,
go with that. Let's with that for a little bit.
I love it.
Yeah, well, because that's what's happening.
Yes.
People are waking up. They're building lives that bring them alive. And in the process of that, their ability to make such a bigger, more profound impact just reverberates. And so that impact, that difference making, just reverberates out into our world.
Beautifully said. I love it. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, the universal laws and the spiritual laws and the law of attraction and the law that's been around forever and things like that.
It's been around forever.
Right? People go, wow, this is a new
creation.
Right. So you've taken a lot of the principles and made them more, impactful to help other people. You said, nah, this is brilliant. You know, it's all within. It's what we create. And it's how we manifest out there. And that's, of course, another word that's way overused, but it's the truth. So it's going within. And can you talk a little bit about using those spiritual principles and how they help people?
Yeah. So first of all, to understand that we are these remarkable creative beings. It's breathtaking how powerful we are. And that we have been given this remarkable capacity to create at will. Understand that we're creating all the time anyway. We can't not.
Right.
You know, when you talk about the law of attraction has been around forever. Well, yes, it has. Since the genesis of creation, when this divine energy wove us into existence, we were given the power to create. And so, but most people, you know, you may have a understanding or you may have been exposed to this information, but very few people really understand the mechanics of unlocking this.
Right.
And so,
and that's what you teach.
Yeah. And really giving yourself permission, you know, so let me share, you know, a story, because I think it will really illustrate this, that there's, you know, there's a woman that I've been working with now, for quite a bit. You know, she's been working with me. We've been working together. You know, her name is Mary. And when I first met Mary, she had been exposed to this. She had a knowledge of this, but yet it wasn't showing up in her life. That outside looking in, her life looked good, but, you know, she was struggling. She was struggling with the way that her business was evolving. She wanted a greater degree of financial freedom, but more than anything, she wanted her own time back.
Yes.
Because she was so aware of people in her life that were struggling, and she felt really, she wanted to help them. And she felt there was a sense of helplessness in wanting to help them.
Sure.
But at the same time, there was this longing for something more for her, but she felt guilty for even wanting something.
Yeah.
More. And this is something that so many people bump into. Right. And so she understood sort of that she was the creator.
Right.
But there were all these other circumstances that were interfering with her ability to really own it.
Right.
And so again, that moment of desperation, which wasn't like, you know, at the bottom of the barrel kind of desperation, but that longing and that extreme discontent. And she heard me say something, and I want everybody to hear this, that understand that your soul's calling, your desire is actually a divinely designed desire, that you have that desire in order to be able to discover more of who you are created to be, that when we are creating, we're creating ourselves more first, and then our world has to reflect who we were coming on, who we're, you know, coming to know ourselves as.
Yes, yes.
And so Mary heard this, and then she heard me say, there is no private good. That what's good for you, because it's divinely inspired, truly is good for everybody. She latched on to that, and we started working together, and she was able to get past the voices that said, you got no business thinking of yourself because you got all these other people that are left behind, and how dare you even consider yourself?
Yes.
And she had the courage, you know, and grateful that I was able to put my arms around her and really help her understand.
Yes, yes.
To get clear about what was coming alive for her. And then she discovered that she wanted to build a bigger business. She wanted to grow her impact. And she was able to do that. She was actually able to grow it exponentially. I want to say she doubled it. And then she grew it beyond that while she was actually working less, where she then had time to go join the speakers dance team for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, I love it.
And her relationships. Her relationships are thriving because she took her attention and she put it back on herself. And she said, I am the creator of my world. I get to do this. Building a trust didn't happen right away, but building a trust that her creation was actually good for everybody.
Oh, yes. That's the element. And that's beautiful. You're so right, Felicia, about that whole, you know, inner guilt thing going on within us. Now, you know, many of us are taught, you know, be humble, be modest. You don't want to be narcissistic. You've got to, but that's sort of what we're here for. We come out as the little innocent souls kind of looking around going, okay, now what, you know, who's running things here? And then we, you know, find out from whoever our caregivers are, they are, and, or who's the power, who has the power, but really, it is about no guilt. Learn that which you are, why you came here.
That's it.
And that's what you're about in your, you know, wonderful lectures and classes. And by the way, in case you just tuned in, folks, I'm here with Felicia Searcy. She is the impact multiplier. She is. She's that. And she is an international coach, teacher, author, minister. She has coached people for over 20 years from all walks of life, how to live a better life, and incorporating some spiritual techniques, incorporating a lot of motivational and loving techniques, self-love techniques, things like that. And we'll tell you a little bit more at the end of the show, how you can get in touch with her and find out more about her wonderful workshops and her classes. Okay. Okay. But anyway, it is a spiritual success formula that you talk about. And I'd like to get a little bit more into that because, you know, that's my thing. That's what I do. And by the way, people, it's not a religious per se thing as in, you know, organized religion. It's spiritual for everyone.
Yeah.
If you're into a universe, whatever you want to call this entity or that is empowering all of us to be beings on this earth, and we are brilliant beings.
Yeah, we are.
I don't think human Homo sapiens really realize how brilliant we are, and how to utilize the parts of our brain that can create so many things. And it's not about getting stuff. It is, and you know that's what we're here for in the 3D, right? We like stuff; it's fun, but it's about creating just joy within and to others as well, right?
Well, it's also about acknowledging. So when you, you know, talking about being creative beings and having this amazing brain, and then going beyond that and recognizing that we really are engaging and in relationship with a life force energy, that there's a field of energy around us. And I love that quantum physics is now proving what spiritual masters have talked about the ages.
Right.
That there's, you know, a field of energy where there are waves of energy hanging out, what quantum physics calls superposition.
Yep.
And that energy forms around what we predominantly mentally rehearse and charge with our feelings, which defines our identity. And we can never outperform the way we see ourselves. The way that we view ourselves becomes the organizing pattern for this energy and creates mm-hmm. our results. It's the basic explanation of a law of attraction.
Yes.
Which is actually a secondary law. The real law is the law of vibration.
Right.
So when we understand, so when we talk about creating, then this is the thing that Mary really came to understand even uh-huh. more, even mm-hmm. after years of studying people like Abraham and vision boards and affirmations, and just not able to crack through that identity of being the one that was taking care of others, that when we understand that the heart desire is actually this life force energy knocking at the door of your heart, my heart, ooh. Asking us to discover more about right. ourselves.
Right.
This stuff is great. I love my life. I love the income that I make, that I'm able to pay thousands of dollars to charity.
Sure.
My husband retired 7 years early.
Aww.
A place that we absolutely love. I love that.
Beautiful.
You know, I love what's happening for Mary and other clients that I have
yes.
working with.
Yes.
The real gift, and here's the thing that I want everybody to hear. The real gift is what you discover about yourself in the process.
Yes.
That's the purpose, that's the goal, and that's the gift, because you realize what you were talking about here a little earlier, Michelle. You realize just how magnificent and powerful you are. And here's the thing, the real gift of that, that's true humility. When you own your power, that's true humility, because in the owning of your power, you're acknowledging that it's not you, that there is right. a greater power that right. is using you as an instrument for expansion, an instrument for abundance, an instrument
yes.
for good. Mm-hmm. And your soul's calling in a very specific picture is the activator of that richer, greater, more brilliant you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love that. So do you think we come here? Do you think, just kind of throwing this out there, I know you're very spiritual, which I love. Do you think we come back in another body or another reincarnated state in order to live and enjoy yet another adventure that we see.
Yeah. You know, it's a really interesting question. And I know that the podcast, you know, the guest that you, I think it was last week, and I don't remember her name,
uh-huh.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but she does paranormal.
Sure. Right, right.
You know, I don't know that it really matters what we believe around that or not. And
right.
I don't really know. I don't really know for sure. I mean, I play with it. I wonder.
Who knows? Right.
Sure. But the thing that what I see sometimes is that people get caught up in trying to figure out past lives, and they lose the essence of whatever happened in the past. It's all
right.
present here.
Right.
And as beautiful. I address what's here and in the here and now. If there are past lives, then the transformation that happens here will reverberate and literally transform the quantum field going back to create
right.
a new calibration of energy.
Right, right. Oh, that's beautiful. No, I love that.
I'm not certain the question, but it just, you know,
we
can get caught up in,
yeah.
you know, that trying to intellectually figure that out. We lose the preciousness of now.
Why worry about then and the amnesia we have towards now?
let's
just live it and say, hey, you know, and what has been said supposedly is if we really knew where we were in the past or what we were doing, then we wouldn't learn. We have to go through these adventures and these wonderful.
Well, that's it. And today requires all of my attention.
Right. Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. You talk about the most powerful question that people can ask. Let's talk about that. What is that most powerful question?
Yeah, so we really believe that we're creators, right? And that we have this just indescribable capacity to create intentionally through the power of our imagination.
Sure.
As it's connecting with this invisible field.
Right.
And understand that our desires, you know, like Mary, her desire was a divine. Divinely designed, divinely inspired desire. then we would come to understand that the most powerful work that we can do with our lives is to answer one of the most powerful, truly holiest, reverent of all questions, which is, what would I love? What would I love?
Right?
What would I do, have, give, be? What would I love? Because when we really start working with the depth and the profoundness of that question, we come to understand that what we're really doing is entering into a conversation with this energy of love itself. Now, when you think about love, love is expansive, it's generative, it's creative. And when we hook into the energy of love, we hook into our ability to create, to be generative. We become expansive and our lives become a living testament to the energy of love.
Is that true? And it's about, like you said, free. You said energy, and you said vibration and all that. And I've been talking to a lot of people about, you know, it's about frequency as well. You know, and it is science. If you read the material, and I know you talk about it in a lot of your workshops and your teaching, it is about energetic quantum. People go throw around the word, you know, the quantum, but it is about quantum consciousness and learning about the heart brain coherence, because that heart has all those wonderful little sensory neurites that are empowering us to feel the love and work with those sensory neurites in our brain and just bring it out there and just go there. And you teach your students, your people you work with, how to do that as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because recently shared, you know, do you know David Hawkins' work? He wrote Power versus Force, The Map of Consciousness, that we've been working with that. And I recently had a client that said, oh my God, I've really been working with the chart that you shared. And we were unpacking it.
Right.
And as she's causing herself to move into, you know, a sustained energy of courage, a sustained energy of willingness, she talked about how all of a sudden these ideas are popping and now she's got the confidence to act on those ideas, where in the past she realized that she may have been hanging out a little bit in fear and anger and pride, and that's right before
right,
and that as she really began to work with those higher level energies and this is, you know, the second step of my dream activation formula, putting on the energy, putting on the identity of being the person who achieved the dream, there's an energetic signature that's very different than how each one of us moving in the world in our current result.
And when you
understand that it's a state of being, right, that oftentimes people talk about raising your vibration for the sake of raising your vibration to manifest, that works, but it's not sustainable.
Right.
When you really begin to work with these energetic states of courage and acceptance and willingness and ask, how does that person move in the world? How does that person show up to this particular situation? What does it really look like to be a person who's functioning at that level of awareness?
What
my client shared with me and with the group was that all of a sudden these ideas just started popping for her.
Right.
And that she felt the confidence to be able to act on those ideas. And as she's acting on the ideas, things are beginning to shift for her.
Right.
We only have ideas that match the way that we're moving in the world, that match our you know, what you said, our frequency, our vibration, our calibration.
Right.
And so if we're in a calibration, if we're in a state of fear or anger, you're going to get fearful, angry ideas.
Right.
But when you work with and put on, you've got this vision, you've got the dream. Now the dream is informing who you are to become. The dream is inviting you to step into a higher version of yourself.
Right.
As you step into a higher version of yourself, now you literally think differently, different areas of your brain light.
Yes.
This is your area, Michelle. You know this, right?
I do.
Different areas of your brain light up, and you literally have access to a stream of intelligence that's always there. Right. And I don't know who said it, But I love, you know, the statement that the universe's first currency is not money. It's ideas.
Yes, it's absolutely. Right? It is. Totally. And
when we can think from a higher level of calibration, a higher level of identity, then we have access to really powerful ideas.
Right,
and
right.
We have the confidence to be able to act on those ideas.
Right,
you're
right.
Holding the vision, so your world can then change and transform accordingly. And here's the really important piece with this. And it becomes normal for you. You've normalized it. So you're not doing, I often compare, I term when people like raise their vibration in order to manifest something, I call it episodic manifestation. They go from manifestation to manifestation to manifestation.
Right.
They have not changed.
Right.
When you're working it this way of really asking, who am I being asked to become? What's the new state of beingness that my dream is calling forth in me? Not only are you manifesting, but now this is normal for you. You belong in that world because it's your identity, and you really, and it becomes, you sustain it. It's long.
Yes.
You're not doing the roller coaster of manifestation,
right.
Down again, manifestation, and then down again.
Yes. And that's what I hear. A lot of people, you know, they, and I'm not saying necessarily self-sabotage, but they just don't know the full impact, as in the impact multiplier is who you are, my dear Felicia Searcy, international speaker, by the way, and you've seen her all over, all the networks. She is an impactful minister, author. everybody wants you to talk on their platform and, you know, help other people. So. We're going to find out right now how people can get your information, find out more about you, and then we'll talk about it too at the end of the show.
Okay.
What's the best way that people can find out about you?
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways. Of course, my website, FeliciaCearcy.com. And in addition, because this first step of creating, of designing your life is so important, and so few people really understand the art and the science behind that, I've created a full-on vision toolkit where you get a meditation to listen deeply to what is it that you would really love. I've created instructions on how to write it. And then I created a daily practice so it doesn't just sit on your wall or sit on your computer, but you actually work with it so it's alive. Right. And so you can go to FeliciaCearcy.com /spiritual success to get that. So FeliciaCearcy.com/spiritual success to grab that.
Great. I love it. Thank you for that. Because I mean, there is a formula and you see the results so much in your work. And there are some things that people have to overcome. And so like we talked about a little bit earlier about that, you know, the little voice that says, oh, you don't deserve, or you got to feel guilty for being so successful in different areas of your life or whatever. It's all here. It's all open. It's all okay. And of course, you help people get over the hump of feeling guilty or feeling not enough of enough or not worthy or whatever. So they can, quote, as you say, zip yourself into the person making your impact and living your dream. And I love that, by the way. So just how do people sort of know? I mean, I come in contact with a lot of people every day and they tell me, I really have a lot of ideas and I have a lot of talents and how can I really find and focus in on my purpose? Do I have to have one or can I have a couple? And how do they do that?
Yeah. Well, so when you work with the question, what would I love? It begins to reveal your purpose.
Okay.
Right.
That's
it. I love this. It's so funny. I can't not help people.
Right.
Discover who they are, right? Like there was one time I'm coming through the Kansas City airport and I'm in a conversation with somebody in the security line, right? And I'm asking, what do you do? And she tells me, and then I say, do you love it? It's like, well, it's like, all right, red flag, you know, so if you could do anything, what would you do? And she said, oh, I'd love to go to medical school, but I got to take the test, you know, and I'm taking off my bag and this was before, you know, clear. And I think TSA pre-approved or whatever. And, you know, we're going through the security line. And by the time we got through the line, I had her commit to when she was going to take the test.
Right? I love it.
So I share right. that. I just share that with because yeah. every single one of us
right.
has something about us that we are compelled to do. And right. you come alive in the presence of it. It lights you up. That's your purpose.
Beautiful. And do not judge yourself, folks. And I know you believe this as well in your work. Do not judge yourself for what you are passionate about. A lot of people, well, that's not, I'm not doing medical research and helping people overcome cancer. I'm not, you know, what is your passion? It's beautiful, whatever it is. Fulfill that.
Oh, I love the fact that you're bringing up like dream comparison, right?
Yes, yes. Like, right?
Not as big as yours. Yeah. I have a dream, you know.
Yeah, right.
Dream inadequacy. Yes. I had a client who her desire, she was remarkably successful in her field, but she worked so hard that she struggled with, you know, chronic illness and fatigue. And the thing that she really wanted to do was to learn how to garden and cook organically.
Right.
And so as we began to work with that and help her give herself permission to own that dream, and she right. began to start really building that and step back from feeling like she had to work so hard to prove herself. Number right. one, her health got better.
Yes.
Led wow. to richer relationships. And the work she was doing was so much more impactful because she was following that dream of really
right.
letting herself be in the soil and grow vegetables and learn how to cook vegetarian and organically. And it wasn't about saving the world, you know, so at the risk of being a little religious, you know, I love the story from the Christian tradition, right? Because I study all traditions.
Sure.
And there's a story from the Christian tradition, you know, whether it happened for real or metaphysically or metaphorically, but, you know, the master teacher, Jesus, his first miracle, he didn't cure hunger and he didn't bring world peace. You know what he did? He kept the party going. It's when he changed water to wine. He kept the party going. And what I love about that.
Keep the party going.
Yeah. It's such an amazing example of here's somebody who discovered his power, and he did that work, but he also acknowledged that there's this real human need for ourselves. And so to not judge your dream. Whatever your dream is, it's divinely inspired. You are receiving divinely inspired and divinely designed dream.
Yes.
So own what's coming to you because that's your purpose.
Yes. And beautifully said, Felicia. And you say, stop making it happen and start making it welcome.
Yes.
Wow. I've never heard that one before. It was like, okay, I'm going to open up to that. So how can we sort of open up a little bit more? And I'm going to make this happen. You know, this energy we have, there's just, it's almost like, what is Esther Hicks calls that resistant thinking. We're trying so hard. We're creating that frequency that's resistant. So how can we make it welcome?
I think if we go back to what we've been talking about in terms of really understanding the origin of your desire,
right.
that it truly is a divine impulse
right.
seeking to express through you and by means of you to help right. you discover more of your power, more of your beauty, more of your brilliance. Then when we really get that, then we come to realize that we are so supplied, so resourced,
right.
so supported. And so when people are trying to make it happen, it's them, right? And our world success is built on, you know, you making it happen. Pull yourself right. by the bootstraps. Right. You're going to push through. You're going to make it happen.
Sure.
There's an act of surrender that happens when you understand that you're an instrument for a divine impulse.
Right.
And you come to trust that things that you need, ideas, resources, support, opportunities, show up as you need them. And the more you're able to stay present for what is and
right.
follow the spiritual breadcrumbs
right.
and open up and allow the good that's seeking you, the more you really, truly are living in a flow.
Right.
And this is when stuff starts coming to you out of the blue.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. Where's the blue?
Right. right.
You're just in calibration.
It's right.
And so there are ideas that come in push energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's ideas that come in ease energy.
Yes.
But the thing about it is that people have to learn how to trust ease.
Right.
They have to learn how to trust.
Yes.
That if they really let go.
Sure.
It's not all going to fall apart. It's actually going to expand.
Right. And that's all part of just allowing and opening up, trusting, welcoming, you know, and resist that need to resist and say, yeah, but it's always the, yeah, but I have it in the past and yeah, but I can't do. And no.
Or I got to make it happen.
There you go. I mean, got to make it happen. That's
working
right.
hard. And that's for Mary. Only,
right. Right. And a lot of,
hard.
Yeah, a lot of other teachers, you know, and not to put down anyone. It's just like, you have to be actionable. Well, indeed, you yeah. need to put it out there in order to have human contact and express your desires. But it also comes from within. And some of the people also I speak with say, well, I am an atheist. I am not religious. I am not spiritual. We're talking about quantum consciousness and the science
yes.
behind it, right?
Yep.
We're taught, read some of the science, perhaps is what I tell some of the folks I deal with, you know, let me give you some books that I have read that are proving in certain experiments about photons and how they move. And there always has to be a positive
yeah.
and a negative, and how we emit certain energy through photons and electrons and atoms, everything. We're emitting constantly energy. That's basically a primitive thing that we have.
Yep.
Animals survive on that basic energy and their ability to really, you know, discern what is their foe and who is their friend. So we do the same thing basically to survive. And we have the frontal lobe. We have that wonderful brain that helps us get into manifestation and opening up, because we can create a future, right?
Yeah.
We can create that future without limitation and say, yeah, this feels so good. And I'm going to follow that love of what I have, whatever it is.
Yeah. And what I love is that science really is proving that that's the origin of all creation is in our imagination. When you think about the gift of our imagination,
right.
and then the gift of these laws, this energy that then organizes around our imagination, and that, you know, that there's Joe Dispenza talks about this. David Hawkins talks about this. Heart Math as an institution has, you know, developed instruments that can literally measure our energy field 6 feet out.
Doesn't there you go.
Our energy field stops at 6 feet. It just means that's as far as we are actually able to measure it. You know, the double slit experiment, the splitting cells. And when you do something to one cell, the other part of the other cell can be halfway across the world and it's responding
right.
in like. There's so much evidence for the quantum field.
Yes.
There's a great joke where, you know, the scientists are climbing the mountain and they get to the top of the mountain and the enlightened ones are sitting there. And they turn to the scientists and say, hey, guys, what took you so long?
I love it.
You know,
that's true. No, it's really true.
You know, science is proving, again,
it is.
Spiritual masters, all yeah. spiritual traditions have taught the power of our
right.
ability to create. And I love that quantum physics is proving this, that
right. it's really
we impact
true.
The energy field around us by what
right.
we are predominantly running through our imagination, because it defines how we feel about ourselves. And that's then what emits out into this field.
Truly beautiful. And I love it. Felicia Searcy, she is the impact multiplier. And so are her workshops. So are is her one-on-one and the steps you can learn to be. I'm just checking the time thing because I had a question. I just wanted to really give some people more tools, just a little bit, to really get them into this so they can, you know, get more into your teachings and tune in to their guidance system.
Yeah.
So what's the next step? So people are saying, well, I'm really working on it. I'm trying to meditate and I'm trying. What is the next step people can take after, you know, sort of saying, this is my passion, this is what I love? How can I tune into the next step?
So let me give it to you in a nutshell. So the first step is to create. So you become aware of what brings you most alive and that you're actually designing a vision. That's the toolkit that I give you. Okay. I'm going to walk you through how to actually create a vision for yourself. Then understand that the vision is asking you to calibrate. Now you have to become the person that's a match. And so you work with calibrating your identity, calibrating your energy to be able to match that vision. Yes. As you're doing that, you're literally activating your brilliance, where now you hear ideas and see opportunities that will then allow you to construct. So we have create, calibrate, and construct.
Yes.
Where you're actually taking action. But the difference is you're not taking action from, oh my God, I got to do this in order to fix this thing that's broken. Broken.
Right.
That you're constructing from a state of, wow, I'm building out this new amazing life as I'm becoming an even more amazing person. So you're getting ideas and you're taking action in a very different state of a beingness, an identity. And as you do that consistently, and here's the mastery, right? I'm giving you the information, and this is not new information. I may be shifting up some words some, but the mastery is to really be able to take this and work with it to such a degree that you transform into the person who fits in your dream. You're taking action accordingly, and your world is reorganizing. It's persistence. It's consistent and persistent, and there's a rigor to it that very few people really understand. So that's the step. Create, calibrate, construct.
I love it. The three C's. There you go. That's what you need to do, folks. And again, the impact multiplier. I mean, that's the formula that Felicia Searcy gives you. Felicia is a wonderful master teacher, a minister. One of the world's most sought after international speakers. Thank you so much for being here. This is so cool. I had so much, and I just want more time so I can just get more information out of you. But I think we've given viewers and listeners enough information to where they're saying, wait a minute, I do deserve.
Yes.
It's okay. And I don't feel guilty about my, you know, passions or love or wants, desire. I get to thrive and do this. And the next step is to check out FeliciaSearcy.com. And it's FeliciaSearcy, Searcy.com. She's the impact multiplier. Multiply and impact the world and find out what your passion is and create it.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
The world, we need your passion. The world needs you to live into your dream, because that is how you make your biggest impact and difference making.
Ah, beautiful. Bless you for all you do, Felicia.
You too, Michelle.
Thanks for being here on the couch today.
Thank you.
All right. Take good care and we'll talk again, hopefully soon. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for being here on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle Cohen. Next week, another special guest, a young creator of your dreams, someone to help inspire you and show you how to put your social media out there and learn more about creating your passions. Have a great day. And as I always say, take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. And that's the way it works. Bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.